Right now, time to bring in the man who always has a plan. Hopefully he's rested up after his long weekend of filming.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. We will still have some showers, and there could be a gusty thunderstorm around, but right now, I'm not seeing much in the way of gusty storms. Clearing will develop from west to east today. So, folks out in the Catskills, you'll see it first, then the Berkshires, and then, of course, it'll march across Connecticut. High 75 to 80. A nice clear night tonight, mid-50s. It'll be mainly sunny Wednesday with a high near 80. Thursday and Friday, sunny, 70 to 75. And right now, Saturday looks the same. Sunny skies with highs in the 70s. So a very nice spell of weather coming our way, Marshall.
Yeah, it sounds nice. Sounds great. And it, I think it's weather that pleases both me and folks like you. Because yeah. It's not too hot. It's not too humid. And for me, it's not too cool. It's not, you know, temperatures aren't dipping into the 40s yet.
No, and you're right. It should, you know, overall, it should be just great outdoor weather. There's no doubt about it. A little concerned about Sunday into Monday, excuse me, there is going to be like a warm front trying to come through. Sometimes the models never pick up on this, and it could produce clouds and maybe a spotty shower here and there. That would be Sunday. But right now, we're not forecasting through Sunday. We're only forecasting through Friday and even Saturday. I think Saturday is not a problem. So we'll take a harder look at Sunday tomorrow. But I certainly don't see any kind of all-day rains. So that's out of the question. I don't know about you, but Sunday at the lake, it rained all day long. All day.
It didn't rain all day long. We had cloudy skies and off and on rain, but it wasn't really an all day event. We had sun as well.
Oh no, we didn't have any of that. It was an all day rain pouring. I had to find plywood to make a cover for the generator, which was outside. And every time, of course, I had to fill up the generator, I had to go outside with an umbrella and, you know, and do it as quick as possible so water wouldn't get into the generator. That was a hassle. Saturday, they just didn't know their lines. So the director calls for them to, you know, go over it, repeat it. So I figured, well, okay, fine. I'll sit on the couch. First time in 31 years, folks, I fell asleep. 31 years of doing this, never have I fallen asleep, you know, videotaping a movie.
Do you just let the camera run?
No. The cameras were off. They had to rehearse it before we shot it. So I had nothing to do. You know, I had nothing to do. Although, same thing happened on Sunday, but I went upstairs and I started straightening out upstairs. That's where they all get dressed and costumes are all over the place. So I started straightening out upstairs. But I guess, you know, being on the antibiotics, just wiped out. So, anyhow, that's that. That weekend, that weekend's done. And on and upward, you know, hopefully... this coming weekend is a big weekend, so hopefully we'll get everything done, and, you know, that'll be like halfway mark of the movie. Wow. Did you get to watch the that movie I recommended to you?
Yeah, which one?
The Patient, the series.
No, I went to watch it, and what happened? I got distracted somehow. I went to watch it. I'll probably watch it today. I get out of here a little early today. And so I'll probably plop it on today.
Did you happen to watch? Probably not. You don't watch the Emmys, right?
No. How did the Emmys go last night?
I watched the first hour. I have to tell you, and you know me, very critical of these award shows. It's about time somebody took the reins and made it so different. It was done so cleverly. The stage was like in the middle of the audience. I love that. that everybody was sitting all around the stage. They started off by, they said, you know, we often sing to all of the sitcom theme songs. Well, now we're going to dance to it. And they actually danced to many different sitcoms, which was really, really nice. And they had a DJ, not a band, not an orchestra. They had a DJ who would play different kinds of music when people came up to accept the award, you know, when they walked away, different kinds of music and real upbeat, which I loved. And they had an announcer who was not on stage. She was in a booth with her headsets on, and she would announce. You wouldn't see her, and you would just hear her voice, and she would announce who the next presenter was, and or presenter were, if they were two. And they would come on stage, and immediately, you know, they'd do like a little stick, and then they would go and announce the nominees, and then they would come up, accept their award, and off they go. It was done the way it should be done. And finally, somebody broke the old shell of how award ceremony should be done. I thought it was very good.
They didn't have an individual host?
No. Oh, yeah. What's his name? I can't think of his name. He's from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay. I don't know because I don't catch up on that.
I forgot his name, but he was good. He was good. He was funny, and he was good. But you didn't see him all the time. I saw him sometimes. Wasn't like, you know, years past, you know, where the host is, oh, you know, come back from a commercial, there's the host. Nope, that wasn't the case. They really, they were. It was a fast-paced thing. You know, and my girl won from Ozark, and that's all I care about.
The drama series winner was Succession. I like Succession. I don't watch it all the time, but it's got dark humor, and that's why I like Succession.
I've never seen it, but it won a lot of awards. Did Ted Lasso.
It won the outstanding comedy season.
Yeah. I can't remember her name from Ozark. Can you?
No, but the White Lotus won for limited series. I've never seen it. Lead actor in a drama series was Lee Jung Lee in Squid Game. Lead actress in a drama series was Zendaya. Zendaya. I don't know that person. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series was Matthew McFadden from Succession. Supporting actress in a drama series was Julia Garner from Ozark. Julia Garner. Yep. Lead actor in a comedy series, Jason Sudeikis from Ted Lasso. And the female was Jean Smart from Hacks. So, yeah, all right.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. And I also saw the cast of Dancing with the Stars. I can't believe that Sam Champion is going to be one of the contenders. We all know Sam Champion, the guy that pretends to do the weather on ABC.
Oh, yeah.
I say pretends because he's not a meteorologist, yeah. But so he's on there.
Hey, one of my favorite shows won. Outstanding Variety Talk Series. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Oh, yeah, really?
I'm glad he won.
And the other one that won quite a few awards, Dope Stick?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that.
No, I haven't seen that either. Yeah. But that won quite a few awards, too. So, yeah, it was good. I mean, I stayed up till 10 o'clock. I couldn't stay up anymore.
You know what I found out this weekend?
Really?
My cutting the cable.
Yeah.
I had more choices for football and baseball than I ever had before when I was with Comcast.
Isn't that interesting?
I mean, I pay $90 a month for my internet service, okay?
Right.
That's. But then the only other charges I have, because I have Amazon Prime, so I get the Amazon movies for free, I pay $60 a month for Fubo, all right? And I pay, I think it's $10 or $20 a month for Philo or something like that. I have more selection than ever before, and I only end up paying for total cable and internet service under $200 a month.
That's great.
Where I was where I was paying almost $500 a month before.
Wow.
So I mean, I was really happy about that. Really happy about that.
You should be. Yeah.
Well, anyway. Well, I guess I'm happy about the forecast too.
Yeah, these gray skies going to clear up. So just give it a little while, and again, you'll see later today things will begin to clear up. And once that happens, some pretty decent weather coming our way.
All right, so we can sing, gray skies are going to clear up.
Clear up. Yep.
Put on a happy face. All right, Pat. You sound rested though.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to at least get some rest yesterday afternoon and night, so that was good. So, you know, and I'm just going to try to put a smile on my face and get through this.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow morning, Pat.
Sounds good. Bye, Mike.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club.